insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enable us and bless us with the understanding of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
We had arrived at verse 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the continuation of the series of verses dealing with the special blessings that were bestowed upon Bani Israel, mentions the story that while Bani Israel were in the desert after being expelled from the Holy Land because they did not want to fight the holy war that was commanded to them to get rid of the corrupt people that were occupying the Holy Land, Jerusalem. Being in that desert, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided special food for them, the quails and the honey, as some had interpreted, or a sweet syrup that was beneficial to them. At this point, they went to their prophet. Now, when I mean they, this is something generally, it's a general point about these verses that we need to remind the listeners every now and then, that what this means is not that the entire tribe, every single person there, had this approach, had this mentality. No, there were believers there. There were people that did not do this. Some of the verses of the Holy Quran, like the ones in Surah Baqarah dealing with the story of Talut, tell us that you had people that were believing, faithful people, and you had people that did not have strong faith, and actually they're referred to sometimes as kuffar. So in any case, what we are saying here is, or what the verse is trying to say, is that a number of the people of Bani Israel, it's not one individual. It is such, it's a good number of people that it's attributed to the whole tribe. It says, Bani Israel went to the prophet, to their prophet, Prophet Musa, and said, we are fed up with only one type of food. We want vegetables as well. We want greens, cucumbers, onions, garlic, and lentils. Some of the examples of what grows from the earth. We want food that grows from the earth. We don't want just meat. We don't want these quails only. Or we don't want quails, let's say. Now, one of the points that we started to explain and explain to a certain extent in the previous session was this issue that, as you can see, and we explained, the verse is saying that these people were given a special blessing in that desert. They were in the desert because of their wrong deeds. They were supposed to be, now after they had been saved from Pharaoh, given that blessing, they were asked to fight a war, get rid of some corrupt people there, and the benefit of that would have been to themselves. They would have been dwelling in the Holy Land, Jerusalem, which, as the Holy Quran tells us, that land is a very, very fertile land, and there's lots of blessings in that. So the benefit of that would have been first and foremost to Bani Israel themselves, but they decided to reject that. When they rejected that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, you can't enter the city for 40 years. Now, what happened at that point was they had to go to the desert and live there. So the reason why they were in the desert in the first place was because of their own deeds. Then they said, okay, you know, this is tough. There's no shelter from the sun. There's no food. There's nothing. They started feeling that, okay, they had done the wrong thing, so they repented. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us of our sins. They did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, I'll send you food. The quails were given. The clouds were brought there, special types of clouds that would not move, that would constantly shelter them from the sunshine. And they turned back. Instead of saying thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and noticing this as a special blessing, they turned back to the Prophet in a very rude language. They don't say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you, please provide us with vegetables as well. They say, tell your Lord, ask your Lord, not our Lord, ask your Lord to give us from what the land and what the earth, or what grows from the earth. Very rude language. They're asking for something that's inferior to what they were given to, that special meal that they were given to. Obviously, you know, everyone is more in favor of meat and, you know, that type of food instead of garlic and onions and lentils. This type of food is considered inferior to meat in all cultures. Instead of saying thanks, okay, and noticing that special meal, they actually turn back and ask for something inferior, like, we're fed up with this. We want variety. We want something else. We want something that grows from the land. So at this point, the Prophet says, okay, if you want that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go to any town or city that you want. You don't have to be in this desert. Go wherever you want. Go to whatever town you want and you'll have that. Because in the desert, you're not going to be able to do that. You can't plant things and have the water to be able to grow those plants. So you have to go to some town. All right. Now, the one point was noticing the blessings. That's something that we really have to do. As I mentioned in the previous session as well, that the Imams, especially Imam Sajjad, salamullah alayhi, in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, in a number of the supplications there, reminds us of the blessings. When we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, remind ourselves first and notice the blessings, then ask. So we should notice what we have is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that and ask for what we are lacking and what we need. Because we're always needing more. We're always needing things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not bad to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more, especially when it comes to the spiritual aspect and for us to grow and prosper spiritually. But noticing what has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important. We shouldn't neglect that. We shouldn't disrespectfully ask for more as Bani Israel had done. So that's one point. The other point that I wanted to mention is this: not noticing the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sometimes causes us to get into this problem that Bani Israel got into, which was asking for something lower and inferior compared to something that we have that is superior, something that we already have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us that is superior. Now, the examples in this verse, all right, deal with food. They were given the bird meat, the quails, and the honey or sweet syrup. And they asked very rudely that we don't want this. We want vegetables, onions and garlic and greens and lentils and all of that stuff. Sometimes the blessings that we have are spiritual, which are above the physical blessings that we have. And we don't want to have those. We say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want this, I want something else. And we ask for something that's even more inferior to the example of foods. We ask, we want to give up something that's spiritual. We want to give up something that is helpful to for our spiritual benefit, for our hereafter, and ask for something that is going to be benefiting us for very temporary amount of time in this life. This is important, brothers and sisters. Some of the apparent hardships that we are facing in our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely gives us those. He purposely gives us those. Why? Because for us to be able to progress spiritually. If I were in ease, we have hadith about this. If I were in ease, I may not have the capacity to take that. I have an abundance of money, wealth, all right, large house. I can spend all I want. I don't have the capacity to have that and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice and do what is supposed to be the right thing. If I would have that, what would happen, what would result in? Yes, I could have it, but instead of spending that money in charity, instead of giving my khums when the time comes, instead of giving it to people that need the help, instead of giving it to the masajid, to these centers, instead of spending that money in the spreading of Islam the way Hadrat Khadija salamullah alayha did, and others did as well, the Holy Prophet and the Imams, whatever they had, they spent sometimes all of it, sometimes half of it, they would give in those ways. Instead of doing that, I go and spend it on, al-ayadu billah, sin. I spend so much money to go on a desert trip in Dubai, for example, that I'm going to have some belly dancers dancing around me and there's all kinds of music and sins going on around me. That's what I'm going to do with my money if I have that money. I will pay so much to go to this special hotel in Qatar, for example, or in somewhere in Europe, instead of going to Hajj, instead of going for Ziyarat, instead of helping the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in religion. Yes, I could have that, but me not having that is a blessing for me if I can't handle it in the right way. So we should notice that. Sometimes we say, oh, I don't want this, I don't want to be here. For example, if I'm living in a Muslim country, let's say I'm living in Iran, okay, in this environment, and I turn back and say, oh, I don't want this, I hate this life, why am I here, why am I doing this? And I want to go somewhere else. You know, some of the people are like, they want to leave this country, they want to go to abroad, to some non-Islamic country, to the States, to Europe, to the UK, somewhere like that, where sin is in abundance, is available and very easily. You have access to all kinds of sins, okay. We don't realize that this life, okay, yes, this is a developing country. There's hardships in it, in living in this life. Yet the blessing of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being around religious people, having religious influence on TV, in the masjids, on the roads, and all of that, that blessing is a huge blessing. We don't notice that. We say, oh, I'm having difficulty, hardship, God, why am I like this? Allow me to leave. I want to go to this other country and this and that. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Do you seek to replace what is superior with that which is inferior? A lot of times, this problem exists because we don't notice those blessings. We don't consider what we have as a blessing. And it's important that we actually do that. It's important that we realize whatever has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing for us in one way or another. Let's accept that and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please, I'm asking you for something extra and thank you for what you've given me. But if what I'm asking is not good for me, please do not give that to me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that to us, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey.